Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and this is a special bonus episode because this needed to be a podcast, and I didn't want to wait until August to air it because we need to talk about it now. We just do. We need to talk about it now. We talk a ton about hormones on this podcast because hormones control so much of what happens within our bodies. And for most people, we grow up thinking about hormones in terms of sex organs, right? And sexual function. Estrogen and progesterone are related to periods and menopause and fertility, and testosterone is related to sexual performance and drive and desire. And those things are true, but it's so much more than that. I mean, when we talk about our hormones, there's really nothing that we aren't talking about. We're talking about, do you fall asleep quickly? Do you stay asleep? Do you feel rested when you wake up? We're talking about headaches. We're talking about mood swings. We're talking about anxiety and depression. We are talking about fat burning or stubborn fat that we struggle to burn. We're talking about metabolism. We're talking about body shape and body size. We're talking about cravings and hunger and so many things, including fertility and how we feel during the menstrual cycle and how we feel during menopause and if menopause comes early or menopause comes late or all of these different things. We're talking about sexual desire and arousal, but it's just so much more than that. And I'm passionate about this because for most of my life, I didn't understand the role of hormones in things like weight loss. And that caused me to spend a ton of time thinking that it was all just eat less, move more. And it's not. I've done, you know, probably 100 episodes along those topics. But as I get older, I get even more passionate about it because, for example, more people than ever are on anti-anxiety meds or antidepressants, which I have absolutely no issue or argument with somebody taking the route of anti-anxiety meds or antidepressants. What concerns me is the number of people who are treating the symptom and not the cause. This isn't just about anxiety and depression. It's also, I see this all the time in sleep. I see this all the time in fertility. I see this absolutely everywhere. Of course, in weight management as well. But for example, let's say that you are somebody who is really struggling with depression. And so you go and you tell your doctor and they put you on an antidepressant and your symptoms start to get a little improved. Fantastic. Amazing. However, why? Why were you feeling these depressive symptoms, however they show up for you, whether it's fatigue or it's apathy or it's, you know, persistent sadness or any number of other things? In a lot of cases, there are hormonal imbalances and we don't address them when we respond in that way to symptoms. And I don't blame doctors for this. The same thing happens when people have trouble sleeping and then they go and they take medications, whether over the counter or a prescription, to help them sleep. Well, why? If it's a hormonal thing, then the sleep aid that you're taking is not going to help restore hormone balance to you. I see this a lot with headaches. Certainly not all headaches are related to hormones, but a lot of them are. And I don't blame doctors for saying, oh, okay, you're depressed or you're not sleeping, take this. They are not trained to understand the intricacies of hormones. My cousin, who's a doctor, he and I have had this conversation several times, and he puts it very bluntly that, and this isn't, there's no judgment in this. This is just the way the system currently is. He says, as doctors, we are here to respond to your sickness, not to take care of your wellness. right? That's not our job. That's not what we are trained for. We are trained to respond to sickness, not to facilitate wellness. And it's just a matter of they're already in school for a ton of time. How much more can we pack in? I mean, what are we going to make them go to school for 4 more years to really understand hormones and all of that? And then they wouldn't have enough time to see their patients. And I put the responsibility on us. And the beautiful thing about that is there's never been more information available to us to be able to advocate not only for ourselves and our health, but for getting to the root of the challenge. And hormones are not the root for everything, right? But they are for a tremendous amount of things and probably dramatically more than we think they are. So with that background in mind, as far as why this is so important to me, I have been talking about what we can do from a nutrition standpoint to optimize hormones, what we can do from a lifestyle standpoint with regards to stress and sleep and movement and all of these other factors, toxic exposure, for the sake of optimizing hormones. I've been talking about that for years. Again, there's probably over 100 episodes where we talk about that, if not more. And those factors are incredibly important. But another factor that is also valuable and important is the supplementation piece. And you guys know that I have a relationship with Amari, and I've been very, very fortunate to, I mean, years ago before I even considered partnering with them in any way, I flew to California on my own dime. I sat down with the executive team. I asked hard questions. I sat down with the chief science officer because I have a background in dietary supplements, and I asked really hard questions about ingredient sourcing and quality and all sorts of things that I had seen as issues in the industry and that had made me very skeptical. And since then, I have maintained relationships with the corporate team to the point where I'm able to not only ask them questions, but make requests like, hey, I think we really need something like this. And every single time I have those conversations, most recently was probably 4 or 5 months ago, it's to beg for a supplement that is specific to hormone balance. And when I had this conversation 5 or 6 months ago, they kind of gave me this knowing smile. Oh, you're going to be happy. That's coming. It's coming. We've got that almost ready to go. And I was waiting with bated breath until about a month ago, maybe a little less than a month ago, when I was invited into a trial with their new hormone balancing product. And it's rare that I devote an entire episode to a product, but I know there's going to be massive demand for this and also a ton of questions. And so having a centralized resource where I can point people to with all the information just makes sense for you guys as well as for me. So I was invited into this test group. I was, as well as my husband, Chris, because the way that they've done it, really, really smart, is that they've done a hormone balancing product with a for her version and a for him version. Now, being that I am quite far along in my pregnancy with twins, I'm not using it right now, but you bet your butt I cannot wait to start when I'm in the postpartum phase. But Chris has been taking it, and I'm in a private group with many other people who are trying it out, and I've been following their experiences and their questions and all of the trainings that have been made available to us in advance of the product launch. Now, it officially launches on June 25th, 2022. I say the year because, you know, people will listen to this episode in 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. So if you're listening to it recent to when it airs, June 25th is already behind you. But that is the release date. And I wanted to make sure that I took my time to go through what it is, how it works, what it matters, what I have seen people experience. Many of these are people that I know very well. Some of them are people that I don't know, all in this early access group that got to try it out, and including Chris's experience. But again, I am waiting to take it until I'm no longer pregnant. But this is so, so, so critically important for so many reasons. Again, mood and irritability and stress and sleep and metabolism and body shape and size, sex drive, energy. I mean, it covers a lot of bases because our hormones cover a lot of bases. One of the big components of it is sexual drive and desire, which you can't really have a product that helps with hormone balance that doesn't impact sexual drive and desire, right? You just can't, because these hormone networks, all of our hormones are interrelated. So if we adjust cortisol, then that impacts estrogen and progesterone and testosterone and all of our other hormones. So there is not going to be a hormone balancing product that doesn't impact sexual drive, sexual performance, sexual satisfaction, arousal, all of those things. And it's a good thing, because 43% of women suffer from some kind of sexual dysfunction, which could be lack of drive. It could be lack of lubrication. It could be inability to climax, any other things. Men, it's a little bit lower, but I honestly think it's probably a little bit higher. Men just might be less likely to report something like that to their doctor, but that's just conjecture on my part. Officially, it's about 30% of men and nearly 45% of women. And I point that out because libido might not be your first concern. And it's probably not your first concern if you're struggling with depression or weight issues or headaches or any of these other hormonal related challenges. But at the same time, it can be a really big part of life and a big part of relationships, and something that will begin to normalize as you optimize and normalize your hormones. So this is not an estrogen replacement. This is not a testosterone replacement. This is helping your body to restore you to what is normal, what is youthful. All right. And again, because of the way that all of our hormones are connected, you can't impact one without impacting another. This is going to impact estrogen and progesterone and testosterone. In the female blend, it mainly impacts estrogen. In the male blend, it mainly impacts testosterone, but it impacts everything. So what I want to do is I want to first talk about the blend for her, then talk about the blend for him, going through what are the ingredients and how do they work. The first thing I want to say is this is all natural. Both of them are all natural. They are combinations of a class of compounds called adaptogens. I'm obsessed with adaptogens. And the reason for that is the word adaptogen refers to the adaptogenic effect, which helps us normalize. The thing that's so freaking cool about adaptogens and just how they work with our body is that, for example, if your estrogen is high, the adaptogenic effect helps to bring it back to normal. If your estrogen is low, then the adaptogenic effect helps to bring it back to normal. That is a powerful, powerful thing, because most drugs, prescription drugs, don't have adaptogenic effects. They're formulated to either increase or decrease. But to have something, I mean, that's what adaptogens do. That's why they have that word adaptogen in there. They're helping your body adapt and normalize. That's a freaking powerful thing. So there are going to be some people listening to this who know that they have high estrogen, and there are going to be other people who know they have low estrogen. Maybe they're postmenopausal. The powerful thing about these herbal adaptogens is that on both sides of the equation, they help you to normalize. And I'm going to try really hard to stay on track here, because I want to like go off on tangents, because I just get really genuinely excited about this crap. All right. In the For Her blend, there's an In the Mood blend that primarily addresses the libido side of things. And then there is another blend that is more for hormonal stuff outside of libido. So when we talk about the mood stuff, We're talking about a couple of ingredients that are really significant in their, these are powerful adaptogens. And one thing I'll say about the fact that they're powerful, I could get to this later, but while I'm talking about just how effective and powerful they are, one thing to keep in mind when you're talking about anything, but certainly supplements and certainly supplements in the adaptogen class, you might start taking two and go, you know, I actually think I should take one, because everybody has a different response. And in this group that I'm a part of people who are trying it, some people are feeling freaking incredible on one or on two. And then other people are like, you know, I actually think I should do one, maybe because they're having like really, really vivid dreams. And everybody is going to respond differently. But just know that you have to be patient with supplements. Sometimes people email me, you know, I tried GBX Fit and it didn't do anything for me. Well, it's a microbiome product, and that doesn't happen overnight. That happens over time. And I'll look and I'll see that, you know, they bought their product 2 weeks ago. So they've probably had it for max a week and a half. That's not nearly long enough to allow it to work within your body. These things don't happen quickly. Now, people can feel effects quickly, but especially when we're talking about hormones or we're talking about the microbiome, stuff takes time. So with that said, you do have to be patient with anything, and that's true of everything in life, but certainly I want to point that out with regards to supplementation. I would be looking to give a 90-day run, potentially adjusting from two to one, but that'll be really important. So the first ingredient is wild green oats. This is well studied as a nervous system tonic of sorts. So some of the effects that it has is on bloating, helping to reduce bloating, helping to reduce menstrual cramping, helping to support circulation, which really supports libido, not boosting libido, but remember that adaptogen effect, normalizing libido. And it also has a positive effect on mood. We'll talk more about that when I share the results that people have been noticing with this. One, the sort of like rock star ingredient that really carries the majority of the impact of this product is called shatavari. And it's an herbal extract, shatavari, and it helps to normalize estrogen. Guys, I have done so many episodes on estrogen. It's incredibly important. Estrogen impacts mood. It impacts weight. It impacts irritability. It impacts where you put on body fat, how likely you are to put on body fat. It impacts fertility. It impacts so damn many things. The reason that shatavari helps to normalize estrogen is because it has phytoestrogens, which these look like estrogen, but they have, in the case of shatavari, and phytoestrogens are not the same across the board, but in the case of shatavari, these have a very weak effect. The cool thing is that if you are somebody who has PCOS, which is often a high estrogen state, or you're somebody who knows you're estrogen dominant, or you're someone who is maybe premenopausal but very overweight, likely to have high estrogen, one of the cool things that this does is that the shatavari and the phytoestrogens it contains can block estrogen receptors, so that your body's estrogen, which is much more potent, much, much, much more potent, can't get to these receptors. And in that way, it helps to normalize your estrogen. And if you are high estrogen, that's in a lowering effect. Now, if you're somebody who is very low estrogen, maybe you're peri or postmenopausal, these phytoestrogens help to normalize in an upward direction. And that's a really great thing. But I want to reiterate, not all phytoestrogens are created equal. They don't all function the same way. They don't all have the same strength. And so there are certainly phytoestrogens out there that are not positive additions to hormone balancing at all. But in the case of Shatavari, it is very well documented to be effective at normalizing estrogen, right? One of the things that's really critical about estrogen that I think a lot of people don't know, I heard Dr. Sean, who formulates these Amari products, he's the chief science officer, he described it like this. Let's say that you have an hourglass figure in your 30s, your early 40s, and then you hit menopause and your hourglass turns into a shot glass because you just pack on weight around your middle. One of the primary reasons that happens is because estrogen goes down. Now, it's not purely an estrogen thing. It's an estrogen cortisol thing. So in the case when cortisol is high, cortisol is one of our stress hormones, and that could be high because of physical stress, emotional stress, both illness, injury, lack of sleep. When cortisol is high, we are prone to putting weight on in our midsection. But when estrogen is high, it can have a little bit of like a blocking effect to that. But as you get into that menopausal state and estrogen goes down, that protective effect, if you will, is gone. Now you could think, well, raising estrogen would be one way to do it. Lowering cortisol would be one way to help. But this hormone blend actually does both, which is super cool and really effective. Another couple of ingredients in that blend, beetroot. Beetroot helps with blood flow. Lemon balm, well documented and effective for calming and relaxation. And then there's the Shatavari is part of the hormone blend, as well as fenugreek. Fenugreek, you might have heard of because of its impact on libido, lubrication, arousal, orgasm, satisfaction. One of the mechanisms of fenugreek, and I love to geek out on the science here. As females, we do produce testosterone. We need to. It's very, very important. When we don't, or we don't release what we have produced, we see things like more depression. We see things like lower energy. We see things like trouble losing weight or weight gain. What fenugreek does is it helps you release the testosterone that you have produced. This helps, again, energy, metabolism, performance in the gym, recovery, sexual interest, lubrication. And it's not generating testosterone. It is helping your body to access what you've already produced, which is really important. All right, let's talk about the For Him blend, separate product. There is a performance blend and there is a hormone balance blend. Some of the ingredients overlap, like the beetroot. The beetroot is for blood flow. That helps with erections. Rhodiola is for stamina and endurance. Important note about rhodiola. Hate to break this to you. Most of the rhodiola on the market is counterfeit. And the reason that we know this is because there's all sorts of consumer protection agencies that go around and test. And they know that it's either not rhodiola at all, or it's cut, meaning it's diluted. And therefore, you're not getting the active dose. That happens because it's a very, very, very expensive ingredient. And so a lot of ingredient suppliers will make themselves competitive in the market by swapping it out for something that kind of seems like it or diluting it. So what Amari does that I can tell you from working in the supplement industry, most companies do not go to the expense of doing is they do a full fingerprint analysis on every single batch. So they're testing every single batch, basically like looking at the DNA of the ingredient to make sure that it is in fact the pure rhodiola that we know we need to get in order to get results. In the men's hormone balance blend, cordyceps, you've probably heard of that before. It is in the mushroom family. It helps with testosterone and libido. Tongariki, it helps with erectile function and also testosterone. Tangadali is also very expensive, and most of what is on the market is counterfeit. So there are only really two official sources from which you can get Tangadali that are verified, that are pure. And we go to one of those two sources. A lot of people, when they supplement with Tangadali, again, this is in the men's blend, do report a Viagra-like effect. So that's kind of a breakdown of the ingredients. Again, there's a for her blend, there's a for him blend. I want to tell you, because I'm sure that there are a million questions, like what am I going to experience? I have not added it into my regimen. My husband, Chris, is taking the for him blend. I have not, just because I'm pregnant, but I am really, really, really excited to bring this in the postpartum phase, because I mean, your hormones are freaking crazy messed up as you try to normalize after pregnancy and delivery and breastfeeding and all of those things. So I'm like really anxious for that phase to come so that I can add this in, because I just believe in it tremendously. What I did was I went through the last month of several hundred posts to say, you know, what are people sharing that are part of this early trial group that I was part of but didn't really take part in directly. Let's see here. Where are my notes? Here they are. So many people are saying they're sleeping better, which was a surprise to me initially, because it's just not something that was shared with us as a benefit of this, but it does make a whole lot of sense, because as you normalize, especially cortisol, you sleep better. That's a normal, natural thing. So when I really thought about the mechanism, I was like, well, that makes sense. So the sleep was a big one that a lot of people are saying. People did say more vivid dreams. Another one that came up, I'm not sharing the ones that just came up like once or twice, but ones that came up with at least a dozen or more people, skin improvements, which makes a whole lot of sense, because this interplay of hormones, one of the roles is youthfulness, right? So people were saying that their skin feels like firmer or plumper or like more moisture rich with no other changes. A lot of people, men and women on both sides of the coin, said weight loss. And the dramatic majority of these posts said, I haven't changed anything. But this is absolutely no surprise, because our hormones have a huge role in not only body composition and metabolism, but also like where weight is likely to be stored, or if it's likely to be stored. Less irritability was a big one. Some women, not a ton, but some women definitely said they felt more calm, which makes sense with the lemon balm. But a lot of people were reporting that their male counterparts were less irritable, which doesn't surprise me, because so many men have low testosterone and don't know it. And that can come with some depressive symptoms, moodiness. So that was a great thing to see, but not a surprising thing to see. More energy was a big one. Somebody I'm very, very close with was like, I've never felt this energetic and focused and go get 'em as I have before. And I've seen that echoed. And I'm like, I wish I could take this right now. I need this. Of course, a lot of folks are talking about increased sex drive, increased vaginal lubrication. There's been a bunch of men saying that when they take the For Him blend with Menta Heart, that is an incredible combination for sex drive and performance. So, of course, I told my husband that. Like, hey, while you're taking this, make sure you don't skip your Menta Heart. And then another one that came up a ton was better workout performance and recovery. Not a surprise, especially from the standpoint on the men's side and the women's side of normalizing testosterone. Some questions that came up. I watched a couple of Q&As with the chief science officer where people asked a lot of questions that I figure you guys might have. Does it matter when you take it? Morning, afternoon, evening? And the answer is no. Whenever's most convenient for you. It really doesn't matter at all. Another common question was, what if you're on hormone replacement? Is this going to interfere? And the answer was no. It actually can be very synergistic, because, okay, this is a little like science deep, but it matters. So I want to go there. When we are overweight or overstressed overinflamed, overtired, our body ramps up production of what's called sex hormone binding globulins. And we can break that down to kind of understand what it means. Sex hormone binding basically tells us that it's something that binds to our sex hormones. So when we are stressed, we're overtired, we're overweight, we're overinflamed, we kick up production of these things that essentially neutralize our sex hormones. So they're not available to us. And that can, if you are, I mean, it's a problem whether you're on hormone replacement or not, but if you're on hormone replacement and this is a challenge, then you're not really getting the full efficacy of whatever hormone replacement you're on because of these sex hormone binding globulins. One of the things that is really great about these blends, both male and female, is that it helps the body release the hormones you're already naturally producing, so they don't essentially get trapped. And for that reason, these products can complement and improve the efficacy of whatever hormone replacement that you're on. Some people have asked, like, is this a testosterone booster? No, it's a normalizer. Same thing with estrogen, same thing with progesterone, same thing with cortisol. The adaptogen effect is a normalizer. You don't have to buy them together. Like, you can buy the female separately or just the male, or you can buy them together however you want. And then for me, I will not take it while I'm pregnant, but I probably will add it in even if I'm breastfeeding. There's not really anything that could mess with my breast milk. It could alter the taste of my breast milk a little bit, as anything can. Introduce a new supplement, introduce a new food, anything like that. But my thought is, if I do it at the jump versus, 6, 8, 10 weeks into breastfeeding, then it's just their normal. But of course, we'll see. But that is my plan at this point. So the product officially, I'm recording this before it's officially out there, but I'm going to post it after the release. Again, the release is on Saturday, June 25th. If you're listening to this years from now, I'm talking about 2022. And I will put the link in the show description so that you can get it. And also, I'm going to add in there my coupon code if you want to save $10 on it if it's your first order. But I'm really excited because this is just such an important category, and I've literally been begging for something like this for a very, very, very long time. So I'm really pumped about it. And I want to hear your experiences with it, but I again want to remind you that you got to be patient, right? You absolutely have to be patient. Two capsules might be right for you. One capsule might be right for you. But either way, whether you're using two or you're using one, you've got to give it time. And I see so many people being impatient, and it just kind of blows my mind that they think, like, oh, well, I started taking XYZ and I noticed that I'm bloated, so I'm going to stop. And I'm like, what do you think is going to happen when you start to adjust things? Like, it's not just going to be this seamless shift, but that's a conversation for another day. We won't go down that rabbit hole. Anyway, I wanted to have a place where all of this information lived because I know there's going to be a lot of questions. If you have additional questions, let me know. I can certainly do a follow-up, or I can amend this episode to add more information. But I will put the link in the show description, or of course you can DM me on Instagram @ElizabethBenton if you have any questions. Chat with you soon, guys. Have a great day.